Okay, we're up today's daf is daf lamed hey. We're up to the Mishnah on lamed dalet on the days. Today we have a regular schedule. Tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday and Thursday, daf will be at 6 a.m. sharp, followed by slichos at 6:40. Friday we're going to do daf on Thursday night. Okay, so we'll send out reminders about that. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, nasi b'migdal. If you put the air in a bit, it means in a box. Some kind of tower or box. And you lost the key. It's still a good Erev. Just because you lost the key, so what? It's still a good Erev. Why is it a good Erev? We're going to have three answers why it's a good Erev. Three explanations how to explain why is it good. You can't get the food.
We went somehow from Erev being, you're able to get the food, to it sort of being your reshus. Segue.
What do you mean?
Originally, we started talking about Erev Tchum.
Right.
It had, you had to...
You made a kinyan somewhere else, and that's your residence.
Right, but it's sort of... The focus shifted from being able to get the food, access to the food, to it becoming your reshus.
No. Nothing to do with reshus. So the Gemara's going to explain three reasons why you still have access to the food, even though you can't get to the food. How's that possible? You'll see. You give it ways to get to the food. You can break it open. Or you break it open. You do what malacha you're doing. Maybe it's yontif. We're going to get to all three in. Rabbi Eliezer, no, I disagree. Im eino yodea shamafteach bimkomo, eino eruv. If you can't open you don't have a key, it's not an eruv. You can't get to the food. You don't know where the key is. What are they arguing about? Va'amai, says the Gemara right away. Why is it a good eruv? Why is it a good air? You don't know where the key is. Hu makom echad, ve'ruba makom acher. You're in one place, and the air is in another place. You can't get to the food. So why is it a good eruv? Why is this different than if it's up in a tree? First answer. Ravu Shmuel d'armitavayu, hacha b'migdal shel levenim askinan. The box is made out of bricks. V'rab Meir hi, and it's the opinion of Rab Meir, d'amah who says somewhere else, Poches lechatchila vinotel, that you could just remove the bricks and get to the food and open what's in the box. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Beitza that says bias shemiluhu peros. If a house is full of peros, sasum, and it can't get into the house because it's locked, you don't have a key. Vinivchas, but there's a hole in the house somewhere, so therefore you can stick your hand in and get some food. No, tell me, Malcolm Hapachas. You can take the food from the place of the hole. You stick your hand in the hole, pull the food out, no problem. There's another issue. Reb Meir Omer, Poches Venota Lechatchila. What do you mean? You can undo the house. You can just take the bricks away and make the hole bigger, and it can go in like a mensch. You have to stick your hand in. Right? Why could you do that? I've Amr of Nachar Ada Amr Shmuel Ba'avira Delivni. That's because there's no cement separating the bricks. Just piled up, you just stacked up bricks. And you made a house like that. So you might want to take each brick off? So go right ahead. Take each brick off. Same thing over here. This box is made out of bricks. Yeah. But it's not, there's no cement. So just take the bricks away. Take the bricks away and you remove the bricks. No more box. Key. Okay, you want to have a key. You don't have to have a key. Hachanami ba'avira d'livni. So to here, same thing. The box doesn't have any cement. So it's just random bricks piled one on top of the other. That can easily be undone. No problem.
Then why you problem with the lock then?
Right. Aye, v'amr b'zera, b'yontif amru al-below b'shabbos. That's only good on yontif, you could do that. Not on Shabbos. Okay. Hachanami b'yontif. You're right. Our mission is talking about yontif. One second. What?
By Soser, why is the difference
Shabbos and Yom Tov by Soser?
Because
on, right, exactly, there's no Muksa on Yom Tov. Right, it's for Simchas Yom Tov. What?
Why not? He's right.
Soser
without
Bidin. Right, okay, so no, the bricks themselves could be Muksa. Forget, nothing to do with Soser. They're Muksa. What? So on Yom Tov, they're more Mekel than on Shabbos. That's not such a kasha. Ihachi. Hana de Tani Allah, But we have a story about this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer im Be'ir Avad. Right? If you lost them, if you lost the key in the city, Eruvo Eruv, it's a good Eruv. But v'im besada avad ein eruvo eruv. But if you lost it in the field, it's not a good eruv. What's going on? Well, there's another brisa that says there's a machlokus here between the Tana Kama and Rebbe Eliezer. What's the story if you lost the key? Well, where'd you lose it? If you lost it in the city, it's a good eruv. Why? Because if you find it, you'll be able to get it from the wherever you found it, wherever it's found in the street, to the box. How so? Because you're going to be able to carry it through various Rishus HaYachids, and you're never going to be carrying it in the street. What kind of sheet is that? We'll see that in a minute. And the Chacham said, no, 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 it's a problem. So what do you see? But if it's Yontif, you're allowed to carry Yontif. What kind of Gemara is this? Right? Vibi Yontif, Mali Ir Mali Sadeh. What's the difference? So before we get to the answer to that, look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Vim Basadeh Eni Ruver Eruv. If you found it in the field, it's not an Erev. De'i nami mishachle, even if you find it, lo matzi la'asuyele, you can't carry it. V'gimu machlokas b'davar. There's a three machlokas, there's one line brisa that says, if you lost it in the city, it's a good Erev. If you lost it in the city, then it's a good Erev. But if in the field, it's not a good Erev. Right? L'tana kama. According to the Tana Kama, who's not even mentioned here, Bein Be'ir, Bein Besada, Eruv, Eruv, Dematzi, Sasserle. Doesn't make it, forget, I don't need a key. Our Mishnah said, Tana Kama of our Mishnah said, just take the bricks away. That's all. Take the bricks away. Forget the key. Right? We have a Mishnah that has two people in it. It's Rabbi Tana Kama and Rabbi Eliezer. Then there's a Braitha that says, Rabbi Eliezer said, where'd you lose the key? If you lost it in the city, it's okay. If you lost it in the field, it's a problem. So the Gemara asks, well, if you lost it but if it's Yontif, who cares where you lost it? You can carry anyway. Right? The reason why there's a difference in the city and this field, because if you lost it in the field, how are you carrying it from the field to the Erev? How are you doing that?
If you lost it in the city, why do you don't make an Erev in the city? Because you're from the city.
But that's where you lost the key. So here, 1 second. That's machlokas number one. Rabbi Eliezer said, it's not a good Erev unless you have the key. So he disputed that issue about taking the bricks away. He disputed that issue, right? The Mishnah said, if you lose the key, Tana Kama says it's a good Erev. Why is it a good Erev? Take the bricks away. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you need the key. So he obviously didn't agree with that, right? Number two, Rabbi Eliezer de Masnison, Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, said, Bein Be'ir, Bein Besada, Ein Eruv Eruv. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer didn't make a distinction between Sada and Ir. He just said, no Eruv. That's all he said. Why? The Mitzar Lo Matzi Sasar, you're not allowed to just undo the box, the last layer of Meir. He doesn't agree with the Meir. Rabbi said, no, 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 since there's no cement, it's okay. That's all from that. Vasu Yinami Lo Matzi, Iyav Mishkachas Lei, and if you find it, you also can't carry it. The less Leila Reb Shimon, because he doesn't hold of Reb Shimon, how could you carry it? Because Reb Shimon holds the Gagos, the Karfifios, Rishus Achasein. All the alleys and all the roofs are all one Rishus. Reb Shimon holds that. So I can go from roof to roof to roof to roof, all the way get to the edge of the city. Only Reb Shimon holds that. The Rabbi Eliezer of our Brisa, of our Mishnah, didn't hold like that. Then, three, Rabbi Eliezer de Brisa, Savar La Reb Shimon, he does hold like Reb Shimon. Therefore, if you lose it in the city, it's good. If you lose it out in the boondocks, it's not good. I don't have any areas to finagle the Erev, to finagle the key. In the city, I do have areas.
If you don't find the key, are you allowed to walk?
To the Erev?
Uh-huh.
To the Erev, yes. Past the Erev, no.
I mean,
It depends. It's a machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Tana Kama. Tana Kama says it's a good Erev. How could it be a good Erev? Could take the bricks away. So the first answer is, take the bricks away. Now, the Gemara says it only works on Yontif. You're right, it's Yontif. But 1 second. We have another Brisa that talks about the key. Right? Where'd you lose the key? But if you can carry on Yontif, who cares where you lost the key? Who cares? Right? Then Rashi says that Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah and the Braisa don't have to disagree. Fine. Ibiyantiv mali ir mali sada. So the answer is, chasuri mechsir of a hachikitani. Our Mishnah must be missing words. And now we're going to add the words. Nasnu b'migdal, you put them in a box, v'nal b'fanav, and you lock the box, v'avarai me'am avteach, and you lost the key, hareze eruv. It's a good eruv. Says Rabbi Eliezer, says the Tanakhama, it's a good eruv. Why is it a good eruv? B'medvam amurim, when is that true? Only on Yontif. Avol b'shabbos, ein eruv eruv. Shabbos is not a good eruv. Nimtze comes out, hamavteach, the key, bein b'ir, bein b'sada, ein eruv eruv. If you find the key, no matter where you find it, it's not a good eruv. Why not? Because at bein hashmashos, it wasn't good. When the time starts, it wasn't good. So it's not a good eruv. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, be'ir eruv eruv. No, in the city, it's a good eruv. Basada ain eruv eruv. In the field, it's not a good eruv. Be'ir eruv eruv, Reb Shimon. In the city, it's a good eruv because Reb Shimon's kula about carrying in funny places. The Omar, acha gagos, echad gagos, vecha chateros, vecha karfifios, rishus achas hein lekelim sheshavzu besochan. It's all one rishus for kelim that are there, present, in the garden, in the yard, in the roof, when Shabbos began. Besada, any roof a yeruv, kirabonon. In the Sada, it's not a good eruv, like the Rabbanon, who hold that since it wasn't accessible when Shabbos began, it's not accessible now either, and therefore, that's the answer to our first question. That's the first shita, the first way to explain the machlokas.
To take Yossi's point, doesn't it also require, if the key was found in the city, that the eruv is also in the city? Otherwise, you're still going to have a problem with carrying.
What was eruv ever been in the city? More than 2,000 hours.
Maybe only, I don't know. Maybe only wanted to go 2,000 hours from the city. I don't know. Maybe only wanted to go 2,000 hours from the city.
No, but
you can go anyway. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay? Number two. Answer number one. Number two. Hacha. Oh, I'm sorry.
Rabba.
Rabbi Yosef. Amri Tarvayhu. Hacha. B'migdal shel eitz askidon. It's a wooden thing. Now, it's not made out of bricks. So I can't just remove brick by brick. In order for me to open this box, I got one of two things. Either I have the key, or you have to smash it open. Are you allowed to smash open boxes on Shabbos? What?
No.
What's the answer?
No.
Why not?
Destructing things.
What if the box is a keli?
The box is a key?
A keli.
Oh, okay.
If the box is a keli, can I smash it open now?
Not food,
what? Don't we have a rule? Ain binyan bekalim and ain stira bekalim. Exactly. If I want to destroy this table, take a hammer and take an axe and a chop, and I'll do that. You're destroying. But I want to destroy this building, so take a sledgehammer, so I'm knocking the building down. Then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. What? Yeah, but Sosa almanas livnos. But the blessed are abundant anyway. So, here we're talking about a wooden box. Tanakama Savar. Tanakama held what? That the Eruv is a good Eruv. Klihu. It's a Kli. The ain't binyan bekalim, the ain't steer bekalim. It's no issue. It's not also to take this camera and smash open the Kli. Umar Savar. But Rabbi Eliezer hold. Ohel hu. The Kli is not a box. The box is not a Kli. It's an ohel. Ohel doesn't here mean a tent. What it means is, it's too big to be a kli. It's not a kli anymore. They call it an ohel. They don't have anything else to call it. It's too big to be a kli. We're not talking about a little box, a jewelry box. We're not talking about a box like that. That you can break open. There's no binyan in the steer by Caleb. It's a very large box, and it's not considered a kli. They call it an ohel. Ubeplug to dahani tanoi. And we had this machlokas already about large kelim and not large kelim. Ditnan, there's a mishnah. Some say it's the Tanya. Yeah. Listen to this mishnah. Hikish al gabi sheidehev migdal. If a Zav, who anytime he moves something, makes it tame, even if he doesn't touch it. So he pushes the box, hikish agave sheva tevu migdal, he strikes the box, or he hits the box, tameyin. He makes the box tame. Rashi says in the last wide line, mibnei shehesiton, because he moved the box. Now, v'kigon shayalavish beis yad, he's wearing gloves. Dulo metame b'negiya, he didn't touch the box. He never touched it. If he touched it, he made it tame by touching it. He didn't touch it, he's wearing gloves. Inami or sheikisha b'chatichas eitz shebedo. He moved it with a stick, so he didn't touch it. The point is he didn't touch the box. If he touched the box, he makes it tame by touching it. He moved the box without touching it. What's the halacha? The box becomes tame. Why? Because the Zav, who's tame, has the power to make things tame by moving them, even without touching them. That is the shita of the Tanakhama. Reb Nechemya, Reb Shimon, Mitaharin, Gesundheit. Reb Nechemya and Reb Shimon say, no, the box is still tahar. So, my lab bakamifigi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, the Tanakhama holds, Klihu. It's a Kli. And therefore, when the Zav touched it, pushed it, really, he made the Kli Tame. Umar Savar, and the other ones held, no, it's not a Kli. Ohel hu. Again, it's not a tent. What it means is, it's not a Kli. It's too big. So if it's too big, it's not a Kli. Just like they argue by Tuma, they argue the same thing by the Eruv. Can you smash open the box? Well, it depends. If it's a Kli, then yes. If it's not a Kli, then no. You have that already? Yeah. If it's a Kli, you can make it Tame by moving it. If it's not a Kli, you can't. Because a Zav can only make Kalin Tame. Not how it can make a house Tame. A Zav touches a house. It doesn't make the house Tame. House can't become Tame. Neither can a large object that's no longer considered a Kli. What's the shear? You can't move it. You can't lift it. So, and that's what's going on. That's the second... What?
You can't move it, but the Zav just moved it.
He moved it by pushing it. No, you can't pick it up, I'm saying. It's too big to pick up. Right? So there are things you can push, and you can't pick it up. Right? You can push a car, you can't pick up a car. So, Omar Abaya has a question on this. The Tisbra, is that really what they're arguing about? Whether or not the box is a Kli? That's not what they're arguing about. Because, V'atanya, Ohel V'niseit Tomei. If it's an ohel, meaning it's too big to be a kli, yet somehow you managed to move it. Tame. You made it tame. Now this goes against what we just said. Right? Rashi says, v'niseit, she'ena tekua yafa, it's not really banged into the ground that well, ukishemekish bo, and when you move it, niseit. Right? You made it, you move it. Tame. It becomes tame. Vim klihu, and if it's a kli, shemachubar v'tekua, o kavet harbe she'en or nisit machmaso, tahar. And if it's a kli, and it can't move, you got some box, and it's a small box, but it's full of rocks, you're trying to put, it doesn't go, it's tahar. Kli, back to the Gemara, kli v'en or nisit, if it's a kli and it can't be moved, tahar, it's tahar. So what do you see? It has nothing to do with the size. It only has to do with, can you move it or not? So, we said, the whole of machlokas is whether or not it's a kli or an ohel. Nothing to do with that. If it's an ohel, it can become tame. If it's a kli, it can also not become tame. It all has to do with is, can it move? Can you get it to move? That's all we care about. Viktani Seifa, and the Seifa said, Vimha yuni satin, tameyin. If they moved, it's tame. Rashi says, Viktani Nami Seifa, the Kamaisa, the Hakish Agabe Seda, the same Brisa talking about moving the box. Imhayu Nisatin, if it moves, Tameyin, they become Tamei. Afaf, Afil, of Nechemi, Reb Shimon, even according to them. Alma, Tamei Alam Shimolu. The reason why the box becomes stays Tahar has nothing to do with whether or not it was able to be moved. Nothing to do with that. So, we're back to square one. So what's our machlokas about? What's an Irvin going on? So, it depends if the box could be moved, if the box is big enough that it loses its status as a kli. And we find that by Tumah also. We don't find that by Tumah. We don't find no such thing by Tumah. As a matter of fact, zehaklal. Here's the rule back. So by tuma, niseit machmas kocho tame. If it moved because you pushed it, it's tame. I don't care what it is. Machmas ra'ada tar. But if it moved because of vibration, then it's tar. Elam rabaya tekuli alma hesed machmas kocho tame. Machmas ra'ada tar. V'hacha. What's that machlokas going on there in tevul yom? Remember that mishnah is. Bira'ada machmas kocho astidud. It vibrated because of your koach. Like one step removed. Ubahaka miflagi. Here's what they're arguing about. Damar savar, Tanakama holds havi heset. Umar and Reb Nachman and Reb Shimon savar lo havi heset. So, whether it is considered moving or it's not considered moving, so that's a detailed machlokes in the halachas of Zav's touching things. It has nothing to do with our issue about the box. And therefore, Abaya and Rava are going to reject that answer. In other words, we had a question. How could you, what's the machlokas about? The Erev is in the box, I lost the key. The machlokas is, can I use the Erev or not? Tanakama said yes. Rabbi Elazar said no. Tanakama said yes, break open the box. It's a kli. Rabbi Elazar said no, it's not a kli. It's too big to be a kli. Therefore you can't break it, and therefore you can't get the Erev. And we find the same machlokas by Tumah. We do not find the same machlokas by Tumah, says Abaya. There they're arguing about something totally different. They're arguing about vibrations. When you push the box, does it vibrate? It doesn't make a difference how big the box is. It doesn't make a difference if the box is a kli. It has no bearing on that. So don't compare this to that. And you know what? Since I'm not comparing this to that, you made up out of whole cloth a whole new answer that the boxes depend on size. No such thing. And therefore, Abaya and Rava are going to reject this answer. Umasnis and Vimayamok Minala. Then how do we explain our Brisa? How do we explain our Mishnah? Sorry. Abaya and Rava, Armitavayu. Biminal v'katir b'masna askinan. The box was not, there wasn't a padlock. That's not what it was. It was tied up with very thick rope. Like, you know, rope all around the box. Uboy sakida lemifsike. And I need a knife to undo the rope. Otherwise I can't get the rope off. Am I allowed to carry a knife? Not carry. Am I allowed to pick up a knife on Shabbos not to cut meat? Why do you have knives? To cut rope? That's not a purpose for knives. And that's what they're arguing about. Tanakama Savar, Lak Reb Yosi, the Amar, Kol HaKeli Tolom B'Shabbos. Any keli, especially a kitchen keli, no kitchen keli is muksa. No spoon, no knife, no fork is muksa. Echutz B'Mesamer HaGadol V'Yesech HaMachareisha. Except for a saw. What do you need a saw for on Shabbos? You're cutting your meat with a saw? You don't need to do that. Or a yes at a machareisha, a peg for the mortar and the pestle. You don't need that on Shabbos. You're not crushing things. Otherwise, you need a knife. Even if it's for not meat, that's not a problem. Reb Elazar Savalok Reb Nechemia. The Amar, afilu talis, even a shirt. Afilu tarfit, even a spoon. Eini talon elotzarech tashmishan. You only have to move them if you need them. Only if you need them for Shabbos. Only if they're Shabbos purposes. Says Rashi. Ikra tashmisha shal sakin, the main purpose of a knife, lo lachtoch chavalim, it's not to cut ropes, ella, rather, lechem, basar, v'ochlin, that's what a knife is made for. Vachi pligi, tanakama, lesa derb nechemia. He doesn't hold from that very strict, that's very strict interpretation of muksa. You can't use a spoon because you want to, I don't know, what you want to do with it? We hold you're allowed to. Therefore, hilka chiruv or eruv. Therefore, there's a good Erev. Why? The pasik lay limisne. You're going to take the knife and you're going to cut the rope. You're going to get the food out of it. Rebbe Elazar, Omar, imbi'ir avad hareze Erev. I'll get back with this. If you find it in the city, it's a good Erev. The mishkachale maisi lo derech karfivios. Because you're going to find the key, you're going to bring it in some backhanded way. But v'imbasada ani ruvo. You know, it's not a good Erev. The mifsak minol lo matzi karev nechemia. How are you getting the rope open? How are you getting the rope off? You can't get a knife. You know how to use knife and muksa to cut ropes. Therefore, you're stuck, and therefore it's not a good Eruv. And that ends this Gemara with three explanations how to explain this Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Ready for this? Nizgagal chutzutchum. If the Eruv, you put eggs there, and they rolled out of the tchum, or Nafal Olav Gal. Or the house collapsed on the Eruv. Or Onishraf. Or it got burnt. Or Truma. It was Truma Vinitmeis. And it got Tame. And no one's allowed to eat that. All these cases. Now, Mi Bod Yom. If it happens, this Gemara now is going to go take us for the next few days. This and similar types of Gemara. These are fundamental Gemaras about Chazaka and Safek. So, Mibod Yom. Mibod Yom. If it happened during the day, there was a witness. Ain Eruv. It's not a good Eruv. Why? Because when Shabbos began, you couldn't eat it. There goes Tomei. It rolled away. It got burnt up. Mishecha Sheicha, if it happened after dark, after Shabbos started already, Hareze Eruv. It's a good Eruv. Why? Because I don't have to eat it. It's just to be edible when Shabbos began. So if the witnesses came and said, I was staring at this thing, or I filled candles already, and then I saw some dead body fell on top of the truma. If that's what the witness told you, and you know as a fact that it happened when Shabbos began, it's a good Eruv. Now, that's easy. Im Safek. What if it's a suffix? I come back in the morning and I see it's all burnt. So when did this happen? I was there Friday at 2 o'clock to put it down. Then I went back home. When did this happen? I have no idea. Suffix, if it's a suffix. Okay, they ready? Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, Hareze Chamar Gamal. You are a camel driver and a donkey driver. One driver is in front of the animal, leads the animal, and one is behind the animal, pushing the animal. I don't remember which one's which. Which means, you had, your house was here. The Eruv is there. You wanted to go there. Right? By putting the Eruv there and going there, you can't go that way. You want to go to the east, you put the Eruv 2,000 amas to the east, you can go 4,000 amas eastbound. How many amas can you go westbound? Zero. What if there's a send out, but you can go zero, because you only made your residence in that direction. That's the halacha. Right? You're only going that way. You can go zero that way. So now there's a suffix if this is a good Eruv. I don't know. Because I came now in the morning and it's burnt. So I don't know when it happened. The tumba, I don't know when it happened. Now, if that's not an Eruv, I can go 2,000 amas that way and 2,000 amas that way. If it is a good Eruv, I can go 4,000 amas that way and zero amas that way. Since I have no idea, I can only go 2,000 amos that way. Toward the Eruv, but I can't go past it. Maybe it's not an Eruv. I can't go that way, because maybe it is an Eruv. So I'm stuck to the 2,000 amos of the direction I want it to go. That's what Chamar Gamal means. It means you're being pulled at both ends.
Why does the Eruv block you from going to the normal?
Because you have 2,000 amos in every direction.
Right.
If you make your Eruv there 2,000 amos and then another 2,000, my residence is really there. So I really can't go the other way. But here it's a suffix, so I can't go that way, maybe it's a good Eruv. I can't go past the Eruv, maybe it's not good. So I'm stuck to these 2,000 amos. So by the fact that it's a suffix, I got hurt. I can't walk the other way, I can only walk 2,000, not 4,000. Okay? That's what Chamar Gamal means. If you don't trust me, can read the Rashi. It's a long Rashi. If I had time, I would read it, but we don't have time. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Suffolk Eruv kosher.
You lose the people of the city if you...
What? That's always the case. It's always, you always have the whole city.
Okay.
That's always the case.
Right.
Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Suffolk Eruv kosher. No, if it's Suffolk, it's good. Why is it good? Lechora, it's only a din derabanan, so why not? So the Suffolk's a big deal. That's a lechora what the answer is. Omer Rabbi Yossi, not only that, Aftul Moshei, Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, Al Safik Eruv Shekosher, of Tulmus, my Rebbe, said on the name of the five Gedolim, that the Safik is an Eruv, it's fine. Now, Nisgadel Chutz Lachum, the first case was it rolled out of the Eruv. It rolled out, so it's too far away. Omar Rava, Lo Shanu Elishan Nisgadel Chutz La'arba Amos. It's only true if it rolled four Amos away outside the Eruv. Avol B'soch Arba, No Sein Eruvo, Yeshlo Dalad Amos. But if it's within four amos, it's still good. It's what? Outside the city. Outside your area. Outside your 2,000. Yeah, in other words, they have another 4 hours of leeway. Sfasame says, it's mashna from here. Lichat chila. Do I have an extra 4 hours? So is it 2004? Or is it 2000? There's no, it says it's Sarachian, why shouldn't it be 2004? If I have an extra 4 hours, what's the difference if I did it, if it happened by itself, or I did it myself? What's the difference? Nafal of Gal, the second case was, the building collapsed. Right? So, Kasal Kadaitach, De'imatzi Shakalei. We thought that the reason why is it a good Erev? So I'll go there and I'll take those stones and I'll move them away. Right? Le'em Asis and the Loka Rebbe. Let's say it's not like Rebbe. De'ika Rebbe, Amar Davar, Kal Davar, Shum Shum Shavuos, Lo Gozer, Lo Ben Ashmashas. And why would it be not a good Erev? Because it's Muksa. So when the building collapsed, all these stones become Muksa. I can't move them. And therefore, it's not a good Erev. So Gemara says, no, afilu tema karebi, lo tzricha deboi mara vechatzina. No. You're not moving it with your hands. You gotta get a plow. You gotta get a crane. That's already a big production. That's not a motor at all on Shabbos, and therefore, you're stuck. Now, why do I need the case of if it rolled away and if the building collapsed? Is it the same thing? The bottom line is, the air is not here. Now, tzrichi, the tana of the skalgel, if it was then because it rolled away, mishum de lesa gabe. It's not here. Aval nafal of gal, it's a gabe, emel havi eruv. But in the case where the building collapsed, it's here. I just have a hard time getting to it. So maybe that's good.
Why did that become an
eruv? It was an eruv before Shabbos. I put the eruv there, then the building collapsed.
How's that different than the box?
What?
How's that different?
What box?
Your food was locked in the box on Shabbos. You can't get to it. The eruv is still there.
No.
You can't get to it.
Okay, so a similar thing. No, but there I could just break it open. Here, no one said it's kosher. No one said it's good. Right? Why not? No one said it's good. It's much different.
How does it fall here and sustain the error?
How does the what?
It fell.
What fell?
It collapsed.
The building collapsed.
Right.
On top of the A-roof.
Right.
The building collapsed on top of the A-roof. Right there. It's under all the rubble. If you could magically get it, then you could get it. But if the A-roof rolled 20 amos away, I can't get it. V'itan enafal of gal mishum demichzi. What do you mean? I can't get to the food. Avol nesgal gel. But if it rolled away, so maybe it'll roll back. Zimnan da'asi ziku ma'asi lei. It'll roll back. Eim will have yeruv. Maybe that's a good eruv now. It'll roll back. Tzvich, it's not a good eruv. Next, o nisraf truma v'nitnes. Or it was truma tameya. O nisraf, or it got burnt. Or truma v'nitnes. Or it was truma and it got tamei. So lama li, why don't you need these cases? Same thing, basically, same thing five times. Tana nisraf, l'odiach hakocha de Rabbi Yossi. No, it says birth to tell you the power of Rabbi Yossi. That what? That even though it's no longer in the world, it's still not usher. Not even here. And tana chum of anitmes, l'odiach hakocha de Rabbi Meir. Tell you how makel Rabbi Meir is. That even though it's in the world, right? Even though it's still here in the world, that he's so machmir, that it's even still here and it's still no good. Now, what happened when there was a suffix? What did Reb Meir say? Reb Meir said, we have to be machmir. Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon said, no, it's a suffix, it's fine. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda said, you're a chamar gamal. You can't, it's suffix. We'll be machmer. So you get your 2,000, you have that anyway. But you can't get more than that, and you can't go the other direction because we'll be machmer. Right? Suffix, we'll be machmer. Now, from now till way into tomorrow, we're going to talk about this. For suffer, Reb Meir's fakel the chumra? Reb Meir says, we're suffix by a chumra? Is that true? Vatnan, there's a Mishnah in Mikvos that says like this. Tamai sheyere litval. A guy goes to the mikvah. Suffolk Taval, Suffolk Lo Taval. He's not sure if he toiveled himself properly. Or, Vafilu Taval, even if he is sure, Suffolk Taval Barbamsa, Suffolk Lo Taval Barbamsa. We're not sure how big the mikvah was. Did it have enough sheer water or not? We don't know. Vechain, or, Shne Mikvos, Bachaz Yesh Barbamsa, Bachaz Ein Barbamsa. One had the sheer, one didn't have the sheer. Vetaval Bachazman, he went into one of them. Vena Diabezim Taval, he doesn't remember which one. Sfeiko Tomei. Safek is Tomei. Bebed of Amamurim Bituma Chamura. That's on Tumas Doraisa. Aval Tuma Kala, but on Tumas Dirabanan. What are Tumas Dirabanan? Kigon. Sha'achal Ochlin Temein. Fishasan Mashkin Temein. Minatora, you can't become Tame from eating Tame things. And it's only Midrabanan. So you ate Sayin Tame, you became Tame Midrabanan. Or you drank Sayin Tame, you become Tame Midrabanan. Or Vaba Rosh of Ru Mayim Sha'uvin. Or after you go to the mikvah, you go to take a shower. So there's a gzir, you become tummy again. Because people would think that the shower is so much cleaner than the dirty mikvah. That's what made you tar. So they made a gzir, don't go to the mikvah, don't go shower. Or Oshanafla, Rosh of Rubo, Shoshu Lugin Mayim Sha'uvin. Or the similar type of thing, you put water on your head afterwards. Viyarad Litbo, Suffolk Taval, Suffolk Lo Taval. Right? Suffolk if it was a good tefillah. Tafilu Taval, Suffolk Taval Bar Bamsa, Suffolk Lo Taval Bar Bamsa. Right? Or v'chein shnei mikvot. V'achas yesh bar bamsa, v'achas ein bar bamsa. V'talva v'achas min v'ena de'bezim. Tzaveko tahar. It's tahar. Why is it tahar? Because it's only the Rabbanan. So why not? And Rashi points out, v'stam mishnah r'meir. It's a stam mishnah in Masechtas mikvot. Stam mishnah is r'meir. So Meir just got to finish saying, on a Suffolk Derabanan, a Makel. So how come on a Suffolk Erev, he's Machmir? That's the Gemara's question. We're going to get to all that soon. So we're starting slow. How come by the mikvah, it's not a Chazakah. It's a Suffolk. Okay, fair enough. We're going to get to all that with the chazakah. The whole daf today and tomorrow now is about chazakah.
What's
the rabbanon and the bayeri? The rabbanon. You only tame the rabbanon. You tame because you took a shower after you went to the mikvah. So we made a new rule. You still tame.
Not a mikvah, saying by the eruv.
What do you mean? Tchum's the rabbanon. Okay, that's the Gemara Devar's first answer. So, and Rabbi Yossi, by the way, is matame. Rabbi Yossi says you're tame. Which is going to be a kasha tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Yossi also contradicts himself. In the case of Erev, he's Makel. And here he's Machmer. Kasav Rameir, Tchum Doraisa Ninu. The answer is, Rameir holds Tchum's Doraisa. That's why he's Machmer by Erev, and that's why he's Makel by Tuma. Kasav Rameir, Tchum Doraisa Ninu. Rameir holds Tchum's Doraisa. He doesn't hold that. But now we have a Mishnah later that says, Imeno Yachol Av Leo. Okay. Imeno Yachol Av Leo. So you're measuring the Tchum. What happens if there's a mountain? There's a big mountain in the way. What do? So you can't go through the mountain. So what you do is you add a rope of 4 amos, and you measure it. 4 amos, then move 4 amos up the mountain. Then move 4 amos up the mountain. Then move 4 amos up the mountain. You keep doing that. 4 amos, measure it up the mountain, and then back down the mountain. And if it was in 2,000, good to go. That's what you do. That's a funny thing to do. And the answer is, you know why you could do? Because it's a rabbanan anyway. The whole Erev Tchum's Derabanan, so we'll do a funny thing with these measuring ropes. That's what it means. In Ein Yachol Av Leo, if you can't swallow up the whole mountain, Bezeo, Amar of Dustai, Bermianim, Shem Rameir, say in the name of Rameir, Shamati, Shemekajim Baharim, you can just pierce through the mountain. You can do either one of these Derabanan things, because Tchum's Derabanan. The whole thing's Derabanan. So we're going to do a funny way of how measuring the Visokadak of Tchum Daraisa. But if Tchum's Daraisa, me bekadrin? Can we do this shtick of moving the thing 4 amos? V'ha amr of Nachman, amr rabba ravavua, ein mekadrin loba or mikla loba agla rufa. When we have to measure Daraisa things, you can't do it like that. How, you know, the agla rufa and the ori miklot, you can't do that. Those are Daraisa things. So you can't measure in a funny Durabana way, but by Tchum loud. Right? Mibnei Shehei Shen Torah, because those are Daraisas. No, so they made it just go through the mountain.
No, they don't. You're saying an angle. The bottom, the top of one person to the bottom of somebody else.
So.
Yeah. But the
right. But the point is for Daraisa, we don't allow it. And for Rabbanan, we do allow it. And Rameir allowed it. So we're going to give a cheap answer. Lo kasha, hadidei, hadirabe. One was the mayor himself, and one he said over in the name of his Rebbe. Dekanami, I'll prove that. Dektoni, bezu amar of mayor. Bezu Amar of the story, Shamati, I heard Rameir said that. He didn't really hear it. His Rebbe said it. Shemakajin Baharim Shmamina. Right? Rameir himself didn't hold like that. Okay? So we'll stop here. We ran out of time. Tomorrow, daf is going to be at 6 o'clock. I might fall a little behind this week because the dafs are shorter and they're not. The time is shorter and the dafs are very, very meaty. But Thursday night, we'll have plenty of time to catch up if we fall a little behind. And everyone have a very good day.